Thank you, Mr. Chair. I speak on behalf of the World Against Racism Network and my NGO, International Youth and Student Movement for the United Nations, which is in general consultative status. I represent the NGOs who have been active in the struggle against apartheid, in the campaign for the decision to hold the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, and in all the different activities in the follow-up and implementation of the DDPA, including the promotion of the decision to have the first international decade. We would like to congratulate Kenya for taking over the chairmanship of this very important intergovernmental working group, and our appreciation to Gambia to chair this particular session of the group. We are also joining many delegates in expressing our condolences to the Islamic Republic of Iran for the heavy loss that they have suffered. Elimination of racism has been on the agenda of the United Nations since it adopted a resolution at its first session in 1946, stating that the elimination of racism was in the higher interest of humanity. In fact, all the purposes of the United Nations Charter require that strong efforts be made to eliminate racism and racial discrimination. The name of this working group is the effective implementation of racism and the effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. All the main UN experts on combating racism of the Council has stated with emphasis that a UN instrument such as the DDPA and the Program of Activities of the Decade cannot be effective if it is not known to people. This is a central matter for human rights education, that it reaches out to the rights holders and that it reaches out to the society as a whole. This working group of experts, this intergovernmental working group, as well as the experts, have repeatedly requested that the program of activities of the international decade would be published by the Office of the High Commissioner in an easily accessible brochure form. It was requested by the Intergovernmental Working Group in 2019, 2020, 2021, etc. The Human Rights Council in 2021 requested that the program of activities be printed and published for wide dissemination. It did not happen. In 2022, the Human Rights Council requested that the program of activities of the decade would be published and printed in easily accessible brochure form for wide dissemination. It also requested that the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, together with the Review Conference and the 2011 and 2021 anniversaries, be published in an updated volume, also for wide dissemination. Nothing of this has happened. It's rather unique in the United Nations system that a department in the United Nations refuse to carry out decisions and requests by the Human Rights Council, and especially when budgets were provided by the General Assembly. So today, in the very last year of the decade, we do not have available the program of activities of the decade adopted by consensus by the General Assembly in printed form, which is very alarming and something where we believe that this intergovernmental working group session should ask the Human Rights Council at its 56th session to issue a renewed request to the Office of the High Commissioner to publish the program of activities in printed form and also to carry out the decision by the Council on publishing the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which has not been available for more than a year now. These are very central issues. I must recall that when the UN Declaration of Human Rights was decided in 1948, the General Assembly stated that exactly this, bringing it out to people, was very central for its success. This is something which I think this working group must address at this session, how its main mandate is being carried out and the recommendations of its past sessions. We are, my NGOs, we are joining with all those colleagues who have stressed the importance of this new declaration on rights of people of African descent to include strong language on issues such as reparations and issues which are related to the right to development, for example. We also believe that now when the UN is moving towards the adoption of a Pact of the Future in September, we must together say that there should not be an omission of the combat of racism in that declaration. We think it is too weak as it stands now. So with this short, with these remarks, I would also finally say that we also strongly believe that the Afrophobia term has to be fully reintegrated into this coming declaration, because it was actually there in 18 times it was mentioned in the chair's originally draft document. Now we feel that we have to make this effort to restore it wherever it was mentioned in the beginning of this deliberations, because it was never a decision by the member states to remove it. So with this, I thank you so much.